There was plenty of optimism among St. Louis baseball fans going into the 1926 season. Both the Browns and the Cardinals had finished in the first division in 1925, while the Cardinals, after replacing Branch Rickey as manager with Rogers Hornsby, had played some of the best baseball in the National League, finishing fourth with a 64-51 record under Hornsby after starting the season at 13-25 under Rickey. Just before the Cardinals headed to St. Louis for their home opener after training at Terrell Sells outside San Antonio, Hornsby, known for his fiery aggressiveness, gathered his players together and told them, "We are going to win this year's pennant. I'll trade away any man who doesn't think we are going to win. If there's a man here who thinks we are a second division ball club, well, I just don't want him around." The Cardinals wouldn't have to wait long for their first test of the season. On April 13, 1926, they opened the 1926 season at Sportsman Park against the 1925 World Series champion, Pittsburgh Pirates. The Pirates had defeated the Washington Senators in a thrilling seventh-game victory after coming back from a 3-1 deficit to tie the World Series at three games apiece. Their formidable lineup on opening day in St. Louis included future Hall of Famers Pye Trainer, Max Carey, Kaikai Kyler, and Paul Wehner. The Cardinals' starting lineup, however, had its own future Hall of Famers in player-manager Rogers Hornsby, Bob O'Farrell, Chick Haffey, and Jim Bottomley. Haffey and Bottomley were among the first players who had been developed into Branch Rickey's farm system to play for the Cardinals. In the Cardinals' 7-6 opening day win of the Pirates, Hornsby had three hits, Jim Bottomley hit a three-run homer, and Haffey had a triple and scored the winning run. Any hope, however, that the Cardinals' exciting win on opening day would launch a pennant-winning drive was dashed when the Cardinals struggled through April, May, and early June in the second division. On June 14th, a frustrated Rogers Hornsby made the first of two moves that would turn the season around for the Cardinals when he traded with the Giants for outfielder Billy Southworth. 9 days later, he acquired veteran pitcher Grover Cleveland Alexander on waivers from the Cubs. One of the greatest pitchers in baseball history, Pete Alexander, with health issues and problems with alcohol, was nearing the end of his career. But in 1926, he won 9 critical games for the Cardinals.
In 1926, his 16th year in the majors, they said he was a sick old has-been when he went from the Cubs to the Cardinals on waivers. Alec worked hard to prove that he could still win.
I think that we had the greatest pitcher that ever put on a pair of shoes, old Pete Alexander.
A future Cardinals manager, Southworth was one of the best outfielders in baseball and one of the game's clutch hitters. After acquiring Southworth and Alexander, the Cardinals played themselves into contention, and by September were in a 3-team race with the Reds and the Pirates. On the afternoon of September 24th, they had moved into first place and could clinch the National League pennant with a win in New York over the Giants. The game with the Giants started poorly for the Cardinals when, with two runners on base, Mel Ott hit a home run to give the Giants a 3-0 lead, but the Cardinals rallied in the top of the second and tied the score at 3-3. With the score tied and with two outs and a runner on first base in the top of the second, Billy Southworth came to bat in what he would later describe as the most thrilling moment in his baseball career. "I swung and hard. The ball took off, and so did I." When Southworth looked up, he saw the ball landing in the right field stands. "It was the timeliest home run I ever hit." When the Cardinals held on for a 6-4 win of the Giants and clinched the National League pennant, the players raced off the field to celebrate. But Rogers Hornsby warned them, "We've got another job ahead, the other New York club, the Yankees." but we can take them.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along.
This is Pete Peterson for Reading Baseball.